Dirty Girls Adventure Tour may sound like a risque title, but it's actually all about risk-taking. Detailing the extraordinary experiences of women who thrive off adrenaline, Dirty Girls Adventure Film Tour is a celebration of strong, adventurous and fearless women from around the globe. It'll be happening next Tuesday. Breakfast producer Millie Schultz-Boylan caught up with adventure photographer and filmmaker Crystal Wright to chat about the film and some of her experiences in her incredible role. Crystal started off by telling Millie what inspired the project.
I guess a quick short story is that I broke my ankle last year and it forced a lot of downtime. And I guess I just started thinking about that conversation where, particularly in the adventure industry, there's always this question of, like, why aren't there more ladies? And why aren't there more lady big line skiers or photographers and so forth? And I just thought, well, the problem is with the conversation these days, it's very easy to go negative. And so I want to create just a positive spin on it, that we should celebrate what ladies there are, because if we celebrate who is there, then it shows others what is possible.
So tell us a little about some of the women that are featured in it.
So it's a mixture of just a few friends, but also quite a few of the outdoor research athletes. And, like, for example, in one of the scenes is Jessica Baker, who is a 40-year-old mom from Jackson Hole and previous, like, world champion free skier. And in the video, she's actually 8 months pregnant, still skiing. Wow. And we just shot it in a fashion where you couldn't quite see the baby bump. So it's definitely... But a few things where others wouldn't know the story unless they were behind the scenes as well.
Yeah, you're definitely known for, like, pushing the boundaries in some of your work. What drives you to do this?
I guess ultimately I'm trying to figure out my strengths and my weaknesses, and through that, I guess I like trying to find where the limits are for myself. But problem with my stubborn attitude is that when I find certain limits, I tend to think I can always keep pushing it. That's the beauty of always evolving as an artist and such. But, yeah, I guess I just don't want to be content or sitting back on a couch thinking, oh, like having that regret and questioning, like, what if? Like, what if I had done this? And I guess I would, yeah, just want to live a life with no regrets.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a great approach to take. Have you always been interested in the outdoors and this kind of adventure lifestyle?
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, I grew up on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, and that definitely provided a perfect sort of outdoor playground. And I guess as I got older, I got more curious about the adventure sports like rock climbing, mountain biking, skiing. And once I was out of my studies in university, I just started finding excuses to go on trips, and it just kept building from there.
Cool. And what about your passion for adventure photography? How did that develop?
Originally I wanted to be a sports photographer, and so I spent the first few years of my career in Sydney establishing myself. And the problem is, like, because I would only take sports shifts at the paper or the news agencies, that only would lead to maybe one shift a week, two shifts, three at the most. And that obviously left me a lot of spare time, and I just would go out researching events with mountain biking or surfing, and I just simply go out and network and shoot. And then over time, next thing I found was I was going on expeditions and calling the paper to say I couldn't work for the next 5 weeks or 2 months. And I guess over a few years, the balance changed, and I didn't desire to be a sports photographer anymore, but rather a adventure sports photographer.
Yeah, awesome. So what's your favorite part of the job?
Favorite part is actually when I'm shooting, especially when it comes to, like, expeditions and sort of the bigger projects. Like, so much planning that goes into it, and I think the biggest reward now for me is simply getting to be out there and shooting once everything comes together.
I think for me personally, one thing that would hold me back from doing this kind of work is definitely the fear factor. How did you learn to face your fears?
There's different levels of fear. There's fear that keeps you alive. I mean, when I stand at the edge of the cliff, of course, you know, your heart starts racing, and I think, I have to be safe. And I know the day that I rock up to a situation like that and I feel complacent, then that is a very big danger warning, because I think most accidents or even deaths are a result of complacency. But then the other fear, fear that can hold people back, I don't know what it is, but I seem to love challenging situations. I almost seem to actually thrive in it. And I know, for example, like a different fear, like I have no safety net of an income. Like, 1 month I could earn nothing, or the next month I could earn thousands. It's the very up and down lifestyle that definitely brings in stress, different types of stress and fears. I guess ultimately, like, I love the freedom, and I've learned how to manage that fear and stress over the years. And perhaps it's like this blind, almost like a blind faith, or but I just know it's going to work out. I just know if I keep going and, you know, keep knocking on as many doors as possible, eventually things are going to happen.
Wow, yeah. It sounds like you're, like, kind of just following your intuition in a way, would you say?
Or? Yeah. I would definitely agree with that.
So do you have a favourite place to shoot or somewhere that, you know, really inspired you?
I mean, it's almost like asking the favourite location question, and
yeah.
I always say, like, it's always a different experience, and that's why I became an adventure photographer, is because I didn't want to become just a surf photographer or a mountain bike photographer. I love that with adventure I get to shoot everything, and the challenges are always fresh. And that's the thing, like, I'm excited that on Sunday I'm heading out to Tahiti to shoot some surfing. And the great thing is, like, I miss shooting in the ocean because I used to do it all the time. But then the last few years I found myself focusing on more projects in the mountains. So it's nice to come back with this fresh sort of charge, wanting, like, I'm really excited to be out there again. Whereas for someone who might be shooting it day in, day out, can sort of lose that bit of excitement.
Yeah, no, definitely. I guess it's nice to keep things fresh and helps you take a new approach to it, maybe. If you had to pick one, what's been the highlight of your career?
Oh, geez. Actually, I will say last year, Canon gave me a dream gig, which was going to the Azores, which is a group of islands off the coast of Portugal. And it was a chance to work alongside, I was helping out mentoring Dr. Chris Brown, and we were there to photograph the sperm whales. And there was one particular day, and it's quite difficult because, of course, it's always about when nature chooses to interact with you, if it does so at all. And one day we jump in, and I thought, they'll probably just swim off. And next thing I knew, this group of five sperm whales, even though they were swimming away, they started to turn, and they kept turning that they came straight back at us. And they got so close to me that I could have, if I wanted to stretch out my arm and touch it, but I felt like I didn't deserve that privilege. I just wanted to simply watch. I mean, they're giant, obviously. And after the experience when the five of them swam past, I remember we all came to the surface and I didn't have any words. I was just like a mixture of yelling and screaming and just pure joy. Like, none of us could talk for a good hour. It was just such a overwhelming, amazing experience that, you know, well, I know it can never be repeated in the same way.
Amazing stuff. Adventure filmmaker and photographer Crystal Wright. She was speaking with Millie Schultz-Boylan here on Radio Adelaide Breakfast about Dirty Girls Adventure Film Tour. Her film will be shining a light on adventurous women from around the world.